Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
As part of Countdown to Sight Village 15, I'd like to introduce Simon Brown from Blind Veterans UK. Simon is a communications and engagement officer. Hi, Simon.
Hello, Joe.
Hi, Simon. It's good to be talking to you. Do you want to tell us maybe a little bit about yourself before we talk about Blind Veterans UK?
Yeah, not a problem. I'm actually a beneficiary and a member of Blind Veterans UK as well as a member of staff. I lost my sight in 2006 when I was hit by a sniper in Iraq. And I'm obviously coming out of the hospital and starting to look at how to rebuild my life after that happened to me. It was kind of a struggle, and that's when Blind Veterans UK obviously got involved in my life. So I, after getting my life together in about 18 months, I started volunteering for them. And then when I was finally discharged from the army, an opportunity came up for me to work for them. So now, for the last 3 years, I've actually been working for Blind Veterans UK in quite a rewarding role.
So can you tell us a little bit about Blind Veterans and then perhaps a little bit about your role as well?
Yeah, well, it's our centenary this year, so we're celebrating 100 years of service to veterans, and obviously a few little bits and pieces we do this year to celebrate that. But as an organisation, we're out there to basically give free support, advice, help, training and equipment to anybody who served in the armed force at any point in their life that's suffering with sight loss, which we're quite unique in what we can deliver as an organisation in the rehab world. And I'm obviously very sort of lucky myself that I've received that support, and that support took me from a coma to back in work within 5 years.
So what does your role involve within the organisation, Simon?
Well, my role in the organisation, well, it's quite a complicated title, and basically membership recruitment. So I work within the Known and Alone team, and the Known and Alone team is our job basically is to find blind veterans out there who've got lost and need help, and set up, them getting the help they need, but also to speak to organisations, other blind charities, military charities, NHS, eye hospitals, opticians, and to create referral pathways so that if anybody comes across their door that needs support, if they refer them to us, obviously we can put that support in place. And my job is, as I say, it's quite rewarding, because I'm a little bit of the spearhead of the organisation. I go out there, and meet people face to face and start that relationship happening.
Right. So obviously we always think of people who have fought or different things within the armed forces. What are sort of the people you are trying to reach? Because obviously there are people listening to this who may not have heard your services, who may actually come under your sort of remit.
Right. Our criteria, so the eyesight criteria is assessed on individuals applying, but the main thing is the veterans. And the classification of a veteran in this country is one day's paid service from the MOD with a military number. So if someone's on national service, if somebody's been in the military for just a couple of years and then come out, had a full career and lost their sight, they're still entitled to our full level of support. Under our old name, St Dunstan's, it was widely known that we supported war blind servicemen and women. But with the new criteria, we support anybody who's ever been in the military and now has sight loss without their sight loss being related to their injury.
That's amazing. That's a really, really good service. So, because I always imagined it to be that, you'd served in, say, Iraq or in the First or Second World War, but to know that somebody perhaps did national service and he's losing the sight, that's very interesting. I think that's really good.
Well, it's one of those things. I mean, most males over the age of about 75 did national service. So you think that, probably 80% of males now coming up for their 80th birthday actually have military service. And if they're losing their sight, we're one of the organisations out there that can support them, help them not only through the transition of losing their sight, but then support them and not mean that lose their sight closes all the doors to them living a full life.
Because am I right, is the tagline, as it were, for blind veterans, is it that nobody should be alone or nobody needs to be alone? Am I right in that?
You're close, yeah. It's nobody who served their country should battle blindness alone. And it's an indication that, if you serve your nation, then where an organisation is out there to serve you back.
Yeah.
Because obviously we're all grateful for, you know, for the services people like yourself and others have put for our country, and it's right that, you know, an organisation like yourselves can put something back to those people, regardless of when that sight loss came. You know, like you say, it could be 50 years later, it could be 70 years later. You know, it's having someone there who knows them and knows obviously what they've been through the life as well.
I think that's a very important point you make there, yeah, because you know, losing your sight scares anybody, and like I say, sometimes if you can get an environment where you've got instant rapport with people, so all of our members are veterans, there's something there that they can link onto and get some rapport and attachment and not feel isolated. And that's really positive. We've got our youngest members 24, 25, and our oldest members 107. And if I was to put them behind the screen and let them have a conversation, you wouldn't know there was four generations between them, purely because of the rapport and the way they got on straight away.
Yeah, yeah, that's amazing. So at Sight Village, you're obviously on a stand. So what can people expect to find at Sight Village from blind veterans?
Well, I'll be there hopefully with a welfare officer, maybe a couple of volunteers. And all we'll be doing is we're just there to hand out information, not only to people looking for individual support, but also to any sort of health professionals, eye professionals, that sort of thing, who are looking for support for the people they look after. We'll be there to talk to them, advise them, and obviously make sure they know how to access our services. We understand that, you know, when you care for someone, the duty of care is that you don't want to put somebody in a situation you think may hurt their confidence. So by myself being there and our welfare officers, we can put people's minds at ease that we will care as much for the individuals they care about as we do. And it's something that we're very proud of. You know, a lot of our members, after a couple of years of support, although it's lifetime support, you can find that they find themselves in such a strong position, they want to start giving back. So we're very fortunate in having strong membership ambassadors.
And I know at the moment you are in the process of quite a large campaign as well to reach more people.
That again, yeah, is the No One Alone campaign, which is we're just coming into a stage where we're working on new healthcare guidelines, where we're actually going to be sort of advising local authorities and local NHS trusts of how we can help them in making sure they honour the new values of the Care Act that's coming into place, and how we can actually be an asset to them for that. And also, one of the things we'll be targeting in the next or in the last few months will be Father's Day, on looking at women whose fathers may have been in the military, and, you know, possibly their fathers or mothers are not doing too well, and they can actually access our support that way, thinking, because often it's the individual thinks everything's fine, but that's because the carers are running on like headless chickens, making it all seem fine for them. So I think sometimes it's worth the letting the carers know that we can kind of support them by proxy.
That's a really good idea. Just as an aside, blind veterans, you mentioned sort of Father's Day. I'm assuming that are women supported as well? Does it?
Yes, it's male and female members. We obviously don't have as many female members due to the fact of how many females are in the military. But we certainly, yeah, any of the old ladies' corps, the Wrens, the WAFs, the Women of the Army, all those sort of things count. And like I say, if you've taken your oath of allegiance, if you've been paid by the military, it doesn't matter where you served, when you served, how you served, you're entitled to our support.
Fantastic. So how can people get in touch, Simon? How can people find out more if they think that they could benefit from your services?
Well, obviously they can come see us at Sight Village. That's one opportunity. The other opportunities are to go onto the website, which is www.blindveteransuk, and from that, if you go to the No One Alone website, No One Alone link, that will actually give you more information. Alternatively, if you're looking for referral of membership, you can ring 0800 389 7979, and that's a phone number that we answer by a person, no machines, and also it'll be the person that you need to speak to, so you won't have to tell your story seven times.
That's brilliant, because we do that an awful lot, don't we?
Yeah. How many times you press 1 and 7 to get through your menu? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Sam. It's been actually great talking to you and finding out, you know, about Blind Veterans, find out a bit about your story. And, you know, we really appreciate, obviously, the support. And, what you know, do get in touch with Blind Veterans if they can help in any way. If you've had any connection with the military, you know, do get in touch with them. They're there to help you.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for your time, guys.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.